Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NCAA. Your home for live sports is AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Toby Motika sitting in for Gene. Toby Motika of 13 Wham Sports. And in his inaugural visit to the sports bar, Sabres beat writer for the Buffalo News, Lance Lazowski, is joining us. Lance, how you been?
Doing well, gentlemen. How about yourselves?
We're doing excellent here, and of course, plenty to talk about in terms of the Buffalo Sabres. News out of yesterday's practice. Of course, the big shakeup of all of the lines. Phil Housley making these moves. What do you know about the new Sabres lines and pairings heading into tonight's game against Minnesota, Lance?
I mean, it's no surprise at all. The top line was performing so well for so long that Phil Housley kind of had to give it a run there, but they stopped generating scoring chances at the consistency that they were, and it was time for a shakeup. I'm just sort of surprised at what he ended up coming out with, at practice yesterday and going into tonight's game. Just simply the fact that Kyle Okposo was in the first line, that's a big surprise to me. I expected it to be Jason Pominville with maybe Connor Sherry and Jack Eichel, but for Okposo to get that shot, I think it speaks to how well he played on the fourth line, but there's going to be all eyes on him. I am curious to see how his skill set and how Phil Housley wants him to play, how that sort of matches up with Jack Eichel and, of course, Connor Sherry.
When you look down the line at that third line in particular, and of course we're people who've been able to watch C.J. Smith for a long time here in Rochester, and when he came back down from Buffalo last time, immediately had a hat trick and then had two goals just the other night. His kind of bump to the third line, is this something that is? I feel like a lot of people are curious to see what C.J. can do, and I'm curious to see him play out there with Sam Reinhardt in particular.
Yeah, I am very curious to see those guys together because Sam Reinhardt's really a playmaker down low. He can win those battles behind the net and pretty much the hard areas and has extremely good vision to find guys, down low in front of the net. And C.J. Smith and Evan Rodriguez aren't afraid to shoot the puck. I think this is a really, really good match for those two. I agree with you. I'm curious to see how C.J. Smith performs. And, I would just want to see Phil Housley give these lines, a longer look. I don't want to see him pull the plug because I know it's probably going to be tempting to do so if, they have a couple of quiet periods to start the game tonight.
Lance, what about C.J. Smith getting a chance here in Rochester? Anything, I guess, barring the Sabres being eliminated from the playoffs, are we going to see C.J. Smith in an Amerk sweater again this year?
I find it hard to think that he's going to go back down at this point. Yeah. I know the Johan Larsson, once Larsson comes back, it's just going to be Larson's going to be in the lineup. But again, I think that they're going to give C.J. Smith a real opportunity to win a spot in this lineup because they need a spark. They need a spark. Vladimir Sobotka is not scoring goals. He's not doing much of anything besides winning faceoffs and helping on the penalty kill. But again, C.J. Smith can give you that production on the penalty kill. He brings a lot more offensive upside. Phil Housley, though, and I'm going to put Jason Bottle in this conversation as well, they don't like to scratch veteran players. That's going to be the big thing. Are they going to give C.J. Smith a longer leash than maybe Lawrence Pilot is getting? Because I think that this team, with where it's headed, how it needs to play hockey, they need to go with C.J. Smith at this point, and it needs to be Vladimir Sobotka who sits. But, I think that a lot's going to be riding on how well tonight goes and, of course, Thursday to see, is C.J. Smith going to get his opportunity, beyond this week?
How about for Linus Ullmark? Is it time to give him a more extended look as perhaps a number one goalie to let him stay in there for more than just a game or two and really give him a few games to see if he can get comfortable as more of a top guy?
Absolutely. I think it's important, though, to look around the league. I mean, it's tough to give your starting goalie every game just based on the schedule, and this team's going to need Carter Hutton to be not only in a good place, in a good place mentally, to have that confidence. So I think you need to kind of, sprinkle in those starts here and there. But there's no question, Linus Ullmark has earned the right to be the starting goalie. He's been the one who's come up with big saves and key moments. He's given them a chance to win almost every game he's been in goal, and you really can't ask for more at this point, especially when you're turning the puck over as much as this team is.
I talk about those turnovers, Lance, because, you know, you could expect it from an 18-year-old in Rasmus Dahlin. You know, he's still learning his way in the NHL. But when you see it consistently from Scandella, when you see the kind of games that Bogosian, I mean, he's wearing an A on his sweater. What kind of accountability do these guys put on themselves? I mean, is Bogosian, you know, is he the kind of guy that's going to stand up in front of the room and say, hey, guys, that one's on me? That ain't happening again, even though it happened now. It's happened now with Bogosian in consecutive games.
It's a game of mistakes. You're going to have mistakes. You see them across the league. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be as concerned about Zach Bogosian as I am about Marco Scandella at this point, because Bogosian was playing really good hockey up until, you know, he's had some of these struggles as of late. I can't say the same about Marco Scandella. He does have his nights where he's solid. But, again, the margin for error is so thin in this league, because if you turn the puck over, every team has the skill. I don't care if it's the first line or the fourth to put the puck in the back of the net. It just, teams are built differently now, so the margin for error is thin, and they need to clean up the mistakes. And if that means scratching a veteran, which I think that Phil Housley needs to start being, you know, more comfortable doing, because it does send a message. Okay, it doesn't matter who you are, how many years you have in this league. That if you make mistakes in key moments and you give the puck up in your own end with a pass like that, you're going to sit. And that should go for the forwards as well. But, yeah, I think that this defense made such serious strides forward during that win streak, but the regression is really troubling at this point.
So does that open the door for more minutes for a guy like Pilot, who has been kind of, well, it's been interesting with him because the penalty minutes are high. I know he's had some bad turnovers too, but we've seen some of the good things that have come with him too.
I think that if you're Phil Housley, you want Lawrence Pilot to really make it difficult to take him out of the lineup, but that really hasn't been the case. I don't care what Corsi or some of the advanced analytics say, because Lawrence Pilot is still, again, you mentioned the penalty minutes. That's a really good point that I haven't heard a lot of people bring up. He's taken some really bad penalties in bad times because he's out of position. You know, he's still getting, and this isn't a knock against Lawrence Pilot. But remember, he was playing in Sweden last year, and a lot of people want to compare that to Dahlin, but Dahlin's a generational talent.
Right.
I think Lawrence Pilot's going to be a really good NHL defenseman, but give it time. I think that you need to be patient with him. But again, it's on him, too, to really clean up his play as well. And there is an opportunity, because they want him to do well, because he can really bring a different dynamic to their offense.
Lance Lazowski covering the Buffalo Sabres for the Buffalo News, joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, with Toby Motika from 13 WHAM Sports sitting in for Gino this afternoon. So all of these changes, Lance, given the team's struggles post-winning streak, they're well-documented, the complete lineup overhaul. I mean, is there some kind of an ultimatum? Is anything short of a playoff berth going forward going to cost Phil Housley his job at the end of the season?
I don't think so. I don't think you're going to see Phil Housley lose his job no matter the result of this season, because I think there are a lot of reasons why you can point to things going south, whether it be the youth on this team, whether it be the number of new faces. Again, I mean, yeah, I know you can make the argument probably the other way, but I think that with the NHL, you look around the league, it's not always on the coach. I think you... You know, Jason Botterill probably regrets some of the moves that he made. It's tough when you bring in Vladimir Sobotka and Patrick Berglund in that trade for Ryan O'Reilly. Neither of them has done anything offensively. One of them, of course, left the team. Mm-hmm. And that's a big trade. That's a significant hole. So is that Phil Housley's fault that he has Vladimir Sobotka in his lineup who hasn't scored a goal in 35 games? I don't think so. I think that there needs to be some honest conversations, so that if things don't improve, you know, I can see a change at some point next year if things go south. But I think it is also important to remember how well Dahlin has played under Housley's, you know, mentorship. Steve Smith, the penalty kill has been better. This team has made progress. Let's not overlook that fact. And there's still a lot of hockey to be played. I just don't think a coaching change really solves it. What has really ailed this team? Is it Phil Housley's fault that Marco Scandella can't make a pass up the middle? You know, or he continues to make passes up the middle. They get, you know, that turn into turnovers and go in the back of the net. I would just err on the side of caution when it comes to wanting, you know, pull the trigger that quickly on it and making a change.
What have you seen in terms of Jack Eichel's development as a leader? Because obviously when things are going great, everything's good and everything's hunky-dory. But now that the Sabres are struggling a little bit more and Jack is wearing that C, what have you seen from him being there so much and being around this team, good or bad?
Well, I think the one thing that is telling, when Kyle Okposo comes out the other day and says this team has either been too high following a win or they've been too low following a loss, And I think that does come down to a team's leadership, and that does come down to Jack Eichel because he's still a young player. Let's remember it's a 22-year-old captain. He's learning how to manage his emotions during, you know, the ups and downs of his season. So I think there is room for improvement there, and I think Jack Eichel would be, you know, the first to admit that. You know, that said, I wouldn't be concerned about it. I think that there's no fluke. This team won 10 games in a row because they managed themselves. Jack Eichel was playing just really exceptional hockey before that injury, and I think it's taken him a little bit more time than he expected to kind of find himself. But, yeah, I think it's not only on Jack Eichel. I think it's on a lot of the guys in that room that you need to manage your emotions during a time like this, and you need to kind of dig in and find some way to play consistent hockey, because it's been almost 2 months since this team's won back-to-back games. That's a real problem in this league.
Lance, you mentioned the Ryan O'Reilly trade from this past offseason. I'm wondering if there's any amount of time that is going to make that trade look favorable for the Buffalo Sabres. You know, right now it just looks like an awful deal that was made by Jason Bottrell.
Well, they made the trade. Let's take Vladimir Sobotka out of it and Patrick Berglund, because they were a very small part of that trade. That trade is all about Tage Thompson and that draft pick, okay? And I wouldn't – and of course, if they keep O'Reilly, do they even get Jeff Skinner? You know, this whole season could look completely different, you know, just based on what the moves they were going to make after getting rid of O'Reilly. I like Tage Thompson. I think Tage Thompson's game is heading in the right direction. He's still a young player. He's still growing. I think there's a lot of upside there. And the draft pick, we'll see what that becomes. The problem I have with the trade is that you look at the center depth in this organization. You look, you know, it's even a problem in Rochester. There's no prospects on the horizon who can address that void. I like Asplund, but I don't know if he's going to be a top six guy. We'll see where his game goes. But again, I think until you address that need for, you know, a number two center, or maybe Casey Mittelstadt ends up, you know, kind of developing into that. But it's really easy to second guess, but by no means am I going to call it a complete failure this early.
When you look down at this Rochester team and some more help that they might be able to provide the Sabres, we've seen Pilot, we've seen CJ Smith. Now, where else do you think they might be able to draw from? Of course, we still have Alex Nylander here. There are names that Sabres fans are familiar with, but do you think there are any guys down there that might be able to make the call and actually make a difference for this team?
Well, I think Victor Olofsson, if he got called up right now, he could help the Sabres. And I'm a little surprised that, you know, I think just because of the people they have on the roster, you know, you're not going to either scratch Kyle Lockbost or Jason Pominville just because that's the way that Phil Housley and Jason Barrow went around their team. I think that Victor Olofsson, if there was a need for a winger right now, you know, in addition to CJ Smith, I think he's a perfect fit. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. I mean, he has exceptional vision. I think he's still working on his two-way game, and that's why he's still in Rochester, but I love his upside. I think Daniel Ragan's another guy that might get an opportunity somewhere down the line. I think what's so great, though, you know, for as much as that's gone wrong, the fact that you've had maybe a little bit more consistency with the Sabres and not so many injuries, it's allowed these guys in Rochester to really develop and stick together as a group. I think that's so important, you know, because you look at that line with Olofsson, Asplund, and O'Reagan, how great for those guys to be able to play consistent hockey together and really get minutes and build some chemistry and learn to grow, not only offensively, but defensively. So Olsen's the top of my list. If they end up maybe doing something else, if Pominville is gone in a trade, or, you know, if anybody else, you know, if there's an injury that pops up, I think Olofsson is just a perfect fit for the way the Sabres play, and I just love his upside.
And you mentioned O'Reagan. I mean, you know, quietly having a great season, probably the most underrated player on the Amherst roster this season. Another guy that's quietly under the radar, having a really, really spectacular season. Talk about what's happened to Sam Reinhart this year.
Hey, I think that, again, you talk to his teammates, a lot of it just, I think, maturity. And it's, you know, he comes in 18 years old, not an easy transition for a young player to make. And, you know, I think it kind of helped him playing, you know, around some more talent and not being maybe forced to play center. I think being able to play wing, and he's become a better defensive player. The vision has really improved, which, of course, comes with experience in the NHL. He has a really – I don't think we've seen the best of Sam Reinhart yet. I mean, it's no fluke that he has a career high in assists, obviously going to try a career high in points. He wants to score more goals, and, I mean, I don't blame him, because that's how these guys, they hold themselves at such a high standard. But that's what's really good for Phil Housley right now. You can move Sam Reinhart around the middle. He makes players around him better. And that's, I think, when you look at an NHL player, you know, the type of impact they can make on the ice. Sam Reinhart, as we said earlier, I'm really curious to see what he can bring out of CJ Smith's game and Evan Rodriguez.
I don't think I've ever remembered a number two pick being relegated to the background as quickly as him, right? Just because right after him, you had Eichel, you have Dahlin. Did that help his development, though, being able to kind of go about it quietly and be able to take that little bit of extra time?
I think that this is a guy who grew up. I mean, obviously, his father was a successful player. You look at the family. I mean, his two brothers, you know, were very highly regarded coming out of junior hockey. He's been in the spotlight his entire career, so he's not afraid of that. I think that it's just, again, it's experience. It's kind of learning how he wants to play the game and how he wants to prepare for it. So, you know, he told me in Vancouver a couple of weeks back that this is the healthiest he's ever felt at this point in the season, because he finally has realized how to take care of his body, you know, to kind of withstand the grind. And a player playing the style of hockey that he does, that's so important, you know, just to be able to not be afraid to go into that corner to you know, get a puck. And with experience comes, you know, a better understanding, a better feel for playing in the offensive zone.
Covering the Sabres for the Buffalo News, Lance Lazowski is joining us in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And Lance, before we let you go, the trade deadline coming up. Finish the sentence. At the trade deadline, the Buffalo Sabres will...
they're not going to make a big splash. That's how I'll finish that sentence. I think a lot of people want them to go out and get that number two center. And to be honest with you, I don't agree with it. I wouldn't give up all your assets this season to make a push, because let's face it, the team has a lot of flaws. Marco Scandella is not going to become better defensively by you acquiring a number two center. You're not going to address some of the holes in this lineup. You're not going to make Vladimir Sobotka score goals by acquiring a number two center. I like the way Casey Mittelstadt's playing. I like the way Tage Thompson is progressing. I think that it's important for Jason Botterill to keep all that capital, whether it be prospects or draft picks, for the summer, and that's when you make your big move, because expectations were sky high for that winning streak, but I think it's time to really manage those expectations and realize that it's okay to miss the playoffs for one more year. I mean, this is a fan base that threw away an entire year to try to get Connor McDavid. I think if there's a little bit of patience and just say, okay, let's see how the rest of the season goes and kind of trust the process, because I don't think anybody in that organization really, you don't expect a 10-game winning streak, and I think it just created unfair expectations. So maybe there's a smaller move to be made if you can get a guy who's under control beyond, you know, this season. But we'll see. I don't think you're going to see that big splash.
Lance, you've been great with your time this afternoon. We appreciate you coming into the sports bar. I wanted to make sure everybody knew where to follow you online and what you're working on for the site.
Thanks. Yeah, Twitter, LLYSOWSKI. And right now, going to the game tonight. So, of course, follow us, Buffalo News. And thanks for bringing me on, guys, anytime. Seriously.
You got it. Lance, love talking hockey with you. This was a lot of fun. We'll do it again real soon. Appreciate your time. Have fun tonight.
Thanks. You guys, too.
You got it. Lance Lazowski, Sabres beat writer for the Buffalo News, joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, with Toby from 13 Wham sitting in for Gino this afternoon. That was a fun conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. He knows his stuff a little bit. And it's always, with this team, there's still so many question marks revolving around how good they can be or how low they even still might have to go before they get better. So good to hear that insight from a guy who's there every day.
And you know what? My takeaway on Jack, and you asked him the question, you know, how's he developed in this new leadership role that to hear Pozzo, a guy who's been in the league just a little bit longer, to say, you know, that we're too low when we lose and we're too high when we win. You know, we've known Jack is a pretty emotional player from the moment he came into the NHL. And that's something that in time he's going to have to learn how to channel those emotions a little bit.
And it is important to remember that he just legally began to start drinking. If he's still just a kid, he'd just be getting out of college by most standards, you know. So there is still a lot to learn. It seems pretty obvious at this point, but there has been progress. I mean, a couple years ago at the end of the year presser, when he was just moping around snapping at reporters and whatnot, it was like, what is this kid actually going to bring to the table? So to see him actually earn the captaincy, now he's got to learn to develop in that role. But there certainly has been at least some progress in that regard.
Minnesota Wild tonight at KeyBank Center. Action you can hear on our sister station, 96.5 WCMF. We'll have St. John Fisher basketball for you this afternoon, or this evening, rather, at 7:30, as the Cardinals are in Alfred. Gene will have the call for you at 7:30 tonight here on ESPN Rochester. Really appreciate that conversation with Lance Lazowski of the Buffalo News. And if you came in late or if you missed it, we'll have it for you on demand later this evening at ESPNRochester.com. You could use a little pregame warm-up for the Sabres and the Wild tonight. Certainly going to be an exciting night for Sabres fans to see how this lineup shakeup works out for Coach Phil Housley and the rest of the team.
don't get too high, don't get too low.
Right. Let's
because it may not go perfectly. It may go way better than you thought, or it might be a disaster, but give it a little time.
And it's funny, Lance brought it up at the end of our conversation, like, let's manage expectations. Right. I say it all the time. The secret to happiness in life is managing expectations. And if you believe that, then the winning streak was actually the worst thing that could have happened to this team, because now you think they're something that they're really not just yet. This youth on this team, as they ripen, as they mature, they have the potential to be something very special. It just might not happen this year.
When you come back around to it, what the 10-game win streak should actually teach you is how good this team could one day be, that those players were able to skate with some of those teams and compete with those teams and beat those teams and really come up with plays when they mattered. They were winning so many games in overtime and in shootouts. And even that loss to Tampa Bay, I'll always remember it. They looked like they belonged there. Now it's just about maturing and getting to that point where they know they belong there, and they showed that they can one day get there. Now it's about just getting to that point.
Toby Motika from 13 Wham Sports, filling in for Gino this afternoon in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Appreciate you stopping by at AM 950 and 95.7 FM. Happy Hour is on the way next in the sports bar. We have plenty of time for your calls. 454-ESPN, 454-3776. If you want to talk about the Sabres in advance of tonight's game against the Wild, we would love to talk to you about that. We also have, oh boy, Toby, we've got odds. Way too early odds on the 2019 NFL season. Where do the Buffalo Bills rank in terms of their chances of winning the Super Bowl? It's not pretty. We'll discuss that and more as Happy Hour is upon us in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's home for Amherst hockey is AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader. ESPN Rochester. Hear every bone-crushing hit, every spectacular save, every screaming slap shot and game-winning goal right here. Rochester Americans Hockey.
And the Amherst quickly have taken the lead.
Exclusively on AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.